Blog Talk Radio.
Caliber. You can only, not only could you network there, but you can also
come and meet people that you could associate with. And association means something. Give us some background as far as the Foxtrap and who actually came during that time. Give us some of the names. Drop some names that were actually at the Foxtrap between 74 and 84.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, networking became very important during that time as well. You get a chance to meet people to help you with your job, to help you find a job, or to help you get a contract, or help you get some other things that you wanted to do in your life. You met other people. Some people even met. Time for folks to get in touch with each other.
And that was important to network, to be able to meet people, to be able to socialize with people. It was very, very important. Networking today is still important. It's the way to get around, to get people to connect with each other. This event that we have coming up, the Foxtrap CBC event and the celebration of 31 years of publishing from Russell's News to Be There Magazine and 65 years of life. Tell us about this event that's going to be historical at Toscana West. We'll be right back. Black Caucus Weekend. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one. You got to spread the word. Tell everybody where to be September 19th from 9 to 2 in the morning. Don't miss this event. We're going to have old friends, new friends, Foxtrap, the foxes. Everybody's going to be there. It's the Foxtrap. Where do all the foxes meet? Foxtrap, Foxtrap, where do all the foxes meet? Foxtrap, Foxtrap, they are so elite. Everybody there is elite. So you have to come out and make sure that you are there because the Foxtrap is where it's at. You want to be associated with people who are of caliber, top shelf affair, top shelf, it's a top shelf restaurant, top shelf people, top shelf music, and a top shelf attitude. Call us, you on the air. Air code 252-624. You on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, I got disconnected. This is Malcolm again. We were talking about how important it was for Washingtonians to have a place to call their own where they could network and meet important people. We had a lot of movie stars come through. Muhammad Ali came through. Richard Pryor came through, Eartha Kitt. We had even Alex Haley, that wrote the author of Roots, came through this place. So there were a lot of celebrities and important people in history that came through, national folks that came through the Foxtrap. And you got a chance to meet them and mingle with them. And we think that was important. And we're hoping some of the same folks or the same type of folks are going to come through on Thursday night at Toscana West. So we're looking forward to this Foxtrap CBC party.
Well, I believe that's what's going to happen, and that's why we're so much in tune to getting the word out. We want some of the people from the Foxtrap to come, but also new people to come to interact with some of the people that was there. When you are there at the original Foxtrap, you now can tell people about the Foxtrap. They will never experience that ever again. So it's a part of history. I mean, when I used to, what amazed me about the Foxtrap, and I was a young man. I mean, I was in my youth. I was just a pup. And when you walk into the Foxtrap in 1975, it truly, truly upheld its name, Foxtrap. Women walked in there, and they were foxes, and they were trapped. They could not come back. They had to come back. It was a Foxtrap. And you could close your eyes, walk down the stairs, bump into somebody, it was a fox. If you went down to the second floor, up to the second floor, and you spun around and just touched somebody, she was a fox. And the men were always distinguished and well-dressed, and everybody was just, and we were young. We were young. That was the key. Young professionals, men and women. And that's why I say today, it's still that way. You can come out to Toscana West, upscale, beautiful restaurant, first class. Women and men are going to be of class, top shelf, U.S. grade, center cut. We're not talking about everyday people. We're talking about people that are truly, truly of high caliber. These people are people you want to meet and associate with. It's all about association. It's all about being at a top-shelf affair with top-shelf people. And that's what the Foxtrap is always presented, and that's what's going to be on Thursday night. Give us some more information about what we can expect on Thursday.
Well, Thursday night, of course, we're real happy to help a young man celebrate his birthday. I understand this young man has been around town quite a bit. And he finally hit that big number. So we're really looking forward to a big birthday celebration for this guy named Russell Price. You heard about him?
Oh, hey. That's a great guy. Now, we look forward to being there for my birthday because it is a milestone to turn 65 years old. We as black men don't live a long time in some cases, but to be able to be standing upright at 65 and to be able to enjoy the essence of life. And plus, we invite other people who are celebrating their birthday to come out. We're going to have cake there. You can come out and celebrate your birthday. You have a birthday this month. You want to celebrate, continue to celebrate. Come out Thursday night and celebrate with us. Celebrate with us. We also have Alvin Jones, who's going to be playing the music, and he's been in business 35 years. So this is all of a part of history that we're doing.
Yeah, Alvin Jones is very special. He's a guy that's been playing our kind of music, like you say, for over 35 years. He was on the radio, and then at one point he was at BET. He was the unseen DJ. He was the first one to be out here playing a lot of these videos and mixing the music on cable TV. So he's a real veteran of our kind of music, and it's going to be great to listen to him mix the music for the evening.
That's going to be extremely, extremely important. Also, we're going to have some light hors d'oeuvres, and we're going to have opportunity for you to taste some of Toscana West's food. There will be some special price hors d'oeuvres there for you to taste. But also, we're going to have the opportunity for you to network. You can meet some heavyweights. We've got the Be There magazine readers and the Foxtrap members all in one place, one night. This is truly a part of history. You've got to be there. The number here is 347-637-1577. We're taking a break. We'll be right back. Money, 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 money. have with us Malcolm Beach, one of the original owners of the Foxtrot, which is a pleasure and an honor just to be talking to Malcolm Beach, because he had a vision of having a private club in the 70s. Nobody saw that vision of owning a private club in the 70s. That's why it was so unique. That's why it took off. In today's age of internet, social media, high-tech phones, people are easier to connect with each other, but nothing is more important than face-to-face. When you walk into Toscana West on Thursday night, September 19th, you're going to meet people face-to-face, and that's what's going to be important, to see someone face-to-face that you know is going to be really, 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 really someone to really be reckoned with. We're going to have also there, just to mention a few people, Dennis Jarman will be there. Cheyenne will be there. Also, we're going to have Bobby Bennett will be there. These are just some names that we're throwing out right now that you know who's going to be there. It's going to be the night of the who's who in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Michelle's going to be there. Michelle used to own a club on the waterfront. He's going to be there. Duke Green, one of the powerful men in this Washington metropolitan area, he's going to be there. We're calling out and pulling out all stops. Malcolm, give us also some information on where this place is located and how they can get tickets.
Okay, the Toscana West is located at 1350 I Street, Northwest, in downtown Washington. It's right across the street from the Franklin Square Metro Station, McPherson Square Metro Station, I'm sorry, and right there at the corner of 14th and I. I'm sure everybody knows where it is, right there next to the park. And it's going to be a fantastic evening from 9 to 2. And certainly if you want to get tickets, you can get a $25 ticket by calling me at 202-730-5765 or either calling Russell. Call Russell Price at 202. Russell?
445-1131. That's 202-445-1131. That is the number to get a ticket. You can also go online and get the ticket on my Facebook page, on the Foxtrot Facebook page. You can get tickets. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. I say it again. Do not procrastinate. Don't hesitate. Where
right.
do all the foxes meet? Foxtrot. Foxtrot. Where the women and the men are so elite. You got to be there and don't miss the opportunity. Because what's going to happen is this. You don't want to be the one to say, I heard about it. Man, did you hear about that event? Man, I was going, or wow. And you don't want to be looking on Facebook the next day at the photographs, the videos, and say, wow, I could have been there. Nothing is more disturbing than to be in a town where everything is going on and you have to watch it on the news. That doesn't make any sense. When you live right here in Washington, people are coming in town from all over. They're coming in town just to be at the Congressional Black Caucus. They're going to come to this event. But you live right here. Why not take advantage of an opportunity to be at an event that you are right here? You are right here. That is so important. Don't miss an opportunity to be somewhere where you can be, where you're actually there, and you have the opportunity to be there. So I tell people all the time, it doesn't make any sense, man, to be in the Washington metropolitan area where they have so much going on and you don't know anything about it or you don't know about it. That's what Be There magazine is there for, to tell you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. We're going to take a break and come back with some statements on what else we can do and who's coming. We'll be right back.
Money, 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 money.
Congressional Black Caucus Weekend. The caucus is one of the biggest events to hit Washington, D.C. Go ahead, Malcolm.
No, I was saying it's going to be a fantastic evening. And in addition to the live DJ, we also have a special appearance by Cornelius M.D. Now, Cornelius M.D. sounds uncannily just like Barry White. So if you're a Barry White fan, you can't miss this particular performance by Cornelius M.D. He really gives us some memories of a good brother, Barry White, that we'll never forget. I mean, he's a fantastic voice. If you love that deep Barry White voice, you're going to love Cornelius M.D.
He's excellent. I saw him perform. Air code 703-719. You're on the air. Go ahead. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead. Oh, we lost the caller. He's truly a person who can sound and does sound exactly like Barry White. And people love Barry White, I mean, especially women. I mean, Barry White was the love doctor. When he put his music on or whatever song he sung, somebody fell in love. Because Barry White, man, I mean, he was a smooth operator, and people miss Barry White. This is a way of seeing Barry White or hearing Barry White all over again. Also, we've got individuals coming just to celebrate the birthday that I'm having. We're going to have Nancy Hines there. She's an excellent singer. We're going to have people that really, 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 really have been around, from Russell's News to Be There Magazine. We've got individuals that's coming. So all these people that's coming, you need to be in the room with them. So not only can you network, but you can also meet people. Somebody new. You talked about earlier about getting people and meeting people for jobs. Who can say you can't get a job that night? Somebody that can come in and you can meet someone that can actually hire you, can actually get you a job or put you in touch with somebody who can hire you. Economy is bad right now. People want to know how to make money, how to Jackie Chandler. Matter of fact, Jackie Chandler is going to be there, and she's excellent with the company that she has dealing with credit. She's hiring right now. So you're going to have an opportunity to meet all kind of people and all kind of people that's coming in. We've got several callers on the line that's listening now. If you're listening now, go to the Foxtrot page on the Facebook and buy a ticket. Call me at 202-445-1131. We've got tickets for you. We've got the caller coming back on the air. Call you back on the air. Call you on the air, 703-719. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm calling to see if I win the free tickets.
Well, you're the first caller, and I got a free ticket. Tell us your name, first off.
My name is Dolores.
How'd you hear about this? How'd you hear about this awesome event that's coming up?
I heard about it on my Facebook account, and this morning I checked to see what the status was, and I saw about the free tickets.
Well, you have won tickets to the Toscana West event. What I want you to do is, when you get these tickets, and I basically want you to conversationally advertise this for us, because you are truly special. And I want you to be what they call an email notifier. I want you to send out this event to all your email lists and also on your Facebook page. I'm going to announce that you are the big winner of the tickets, okay? And you'll be on our Facebook page, our Twitter account. So I want you to definitely inbox me, and I'll be inboxing you, and I want to make sure that you or everybody knows just how important you are. Have you heard about the Foxtrot? Tell us what you know about the Foxtrot.
I know that when I first came to D.C., the Fox Trap was like the place to be, and a lot of my friends used to like to go there to hang out. So it has a major history.
Fantastic. And Russell's News and Be There Magazine, you're going to have it all. We've got more callers calling in. They're calling in by the droves right now. Everybody's just getting on board. 240-593, you on the air.
Hello there. This is Denise Robinson.
Denise Robinson, you are fantastic. Say hello to our caller.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Fantastic. Denise,
I'm a part of the Foxtrot legend.
How you doing, Denise? All right.
1975 to around mid-80s, that's when the Foxtrot era occurred. And I was there in 76.
Okay.
Let me tell you about the Foxtrot. The Foxtrot was a legend because it was the organization that started a community get-together on the evenings and weekends throughout the year. It encouraged people to become members. We had council members. We had government officials, blacks in government. It was open to the public to create a kinship and a friendship of people who wanted to network, negotiate, communicate, and share their businesses. We had new small business and disadvantaged businesses and veteran-owned businesses, minority businesses, and the people were very, very generous. Now, I was on the inside as a bartender, young girl in my early 20s, going to college. Well, guess what? The Foxtrot did a lot of good for me because it put me through school. Bartending there, I was able to earn a weekly salary along with enormous tips that paved the way for me to go to school. Today, I'm independent. I'm still in the people business, human resources. My degree is in business administration and management, and I am very delighted that I was a part of that era. Let me tell you a few of the people who used to attend. Let's go back a little bit. Let's talk City Council, Jim Coates, Sterling Tucker, Arrington Dixon, Narib Berry. Let's talk Dave Clark. All these people were part of the era. Council member, as well as congressman, Fauntroy. These were some of our elite members. They came to the Foxtrot, shared their information, inspiration, and knowledge, communicated with the people of the city who were going places and doing things, and it bloomed, it blossomed like a bed of roses, and it spread out throughout the city to help to enhance people to be more active in their communities. We had ministers come. They didn't just come to party. They came to meet, negotiate, and communicate, and I was right there serving them anything from tea to cranberry juice to champagne. And they were very, very generous. Good people.
Well, that is excellent. That is super excellent. You are truly what they call a Foxtrot. You were there. You were the fox. The Foxtrot trapped you, and you had a great time. Thank you for calling in. We're going to give you a free ticket. Bring it to work. We want you to be there. We're going to have you there. I want you to tell everybody, and we're going to announce that you're going to be there, one of the original Foxtrot bartenders. We're going to put you on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm going to make sure that everybody knows come and see you because you are still in the people business, and this is going to do excellent for you. We're glad that you're there. We're glad that you were there. And matter of fact, I want to personally thank you for your service, and Malcolm does the same. Malcolm, you have any questions, Denise?
Absolutely. I'm so happy to hear your voice, Denise, and looking forward
Hi.
To seeing you on Thursday. Okay.
You will see me there. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
This has been Russell Price Morning Show, all about you, networking at its best. Be There Magazine in the morning. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, and everybody will be at the Toscana West Restaurant, 1350 I Street, Foxtrot CBC event featuring Russell Price's birthday, 65 years old, and 31 years of publishing. Life is good.
I'm going to close the show.